Okay, I just wanted to make a quick little tiny small little tiny note. So we talk about COVID in this podcast, and in the podcast you hear me kind of clear my throat like that is not because I have COVID, before anyone even thinks it, because I know that's what you're going to think with me clearing my throat. No, I was just clearing my throat. You know, this is how many days afterward, because we recorded it on like freaking whatever it might have been, 4 days ago or 5 days ago. Look at me, I'm fine. You don't hear any cough, so you know, don't exaggerate. That was just me clearing my throat. Sorry that, you know, sometimes I clear my throat, and you know, with this whole climate, the people are thinking it's all this bad stuff, it's automatically, yeah, he's just trying to hide that he actually has COVID. No, I'm not. Okay, well, that was about it. So I guess the podcast I guess the podcast starts.
Wow. Look who it is.
Dude, I'm just a minute late.
Hey.
I told you 10:30, and you weren't even ready by 10:30.
It's... what? There's no way 14 minutes passed that quick.
What? Yeah.
I literally got up at like 10:28.
And I asked you at like 10:32 when, or a short, for sure after 10:30, when will you be ready? And then you said
I said 3 minutes.
Yeah, that was way past
10:30. What? I must have went into a time zone, some weird time warp or something. Because legit, I looked down, it's 10:34.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
You owe me an apology.
3 minutes. Apology.
Hey, you know, thank you. I appreciate it.
It was no problem. So, you know, I did not do any of the research that I was supposed to do.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay. Well, then, just starting right now, and we'll just go off the whip. Hello, this is Mark. So, today we're going to be talking about, Deontay has something he wants to talk about, and, you know, I have something I kind of want to talk about. So, I'll start with mine since it's short.
Real short.
Oh, okay. Then you wait. So like, it's not a discussion thing. It's just
I just want to like, you know, just say something. I just want to mention something.
Okay, okay, you go.
And you're really the only person that would like actually understand, because you're the only person that I know that knows this. But I just want to say rest in peace to the frontman of Children of Bodom, Alexi Laiho. He passed away.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, that was revealed today. So,
was it from like anything? Like, was it COVID or was it just,
you know, something long-term, else? Like long-term illness, I believe, that he's been dealing with. I don't know. I didn't like really read the article.
Dang.
Like, I'm not the biggest Children of Bodom fan. However, I've seen many videos of Alexi Laiho playing the guitar, and he was phenomenal. And as a guitarist, I absolutely loved his playing. And not only was he like a guitarist in metal, like a metal guitarist, he had like a lot of neoclassical motifs in his playing also, which, me being a huge classical fan, made me love his playing even more. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that to you, because I know you actually are a fan of Children of Bodom. I know a few songs, but yeah, man.
Dang, rest in peace.
He was so young, 41 years old.
Dang.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to mention.
Dang. Well, my thing is kind of short too. I mean, there's a story to it, but it's not short as that. But so there was a COVID scare, actually. I had a COVID scare.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, I there's nothing to worry about right now.
Right.
But
now,
a week ago, on Sunday, I went to meet up with a female.
Oh.
Who, you know, well, you don't know, but you know the story of. And, so I met with her, you know, fun, whatever, happy time. And then I went back home. And then
wait. Why am I now just hearing about this?
What do you mean?
You didn't tell me this. It's been a whole week. And I'm just now finding out. That's
maybe
due
to Snapchat, I would have told you.
I haven't. I'm just not as active on it anymore. Like, I watched
you.
If you actually looked at your, like, viewers, you would see that when you, like, were, you know, reminiscing on O'Neill's wedding, I watched every single thing that she posted.
That was like the full apology.
Yeah, that was like last week.
No, that wasn't last week, but that was like December 22nd or something like that.
Very recent. So I have it. I deleted it, but because I wanted to like find self-control over not going on social media all the time, because Snapchat's the only social media I have. And now I can control myself of not posting, not constantly looking at people's stuff. So I have it. I just very rarely use it.
I don't have the control to not watch other people's stuff, but I just mute people. Like when I'm like, okay, I need to stop watching this, all this stuff, I start muting people's stories.
Yeah.
To like kind of force myself to not watch people's stories and stuff. But yeah, I met with this person, and after I got back, then she sends a message. It's like, you know, because there was some other stuff that happened. Not bad stuff, but you know, some other stuff that happened.
Stuff but that I don't know about.
I might tell you. I would tell you afterward. I don't know. I don't really want to talk about it, you know, right now. Because it's kind of ridiculous. I need to give it some time. See, like, those other girls that I talked about, you know, there's some time. There's, like, a year or so time.
No, there was years. Out of
the public.
There were years.
But this one, this is, like, recent. This is, like, a week ago. So I don't want to, like, put that out in the public already. But it came to a conversation to where she mentioned that her mom has been feeling sick and that she might have COVID. So now I'm freaking out. She's like, what? She might have COVID. But then I'm like, up on you. So that means if you cross-contaminate with your mom, that means you probably are holding COVID. And because I was like zero distance away from you without a mask, that means I might have COVID. So now I quarantine myself now. I didn't tell my mom that whole story. But I told them that there was a friend I met up with and I didn't have, I was like in close proximity with, that it might, that their mom might have COVID. So that means I might have got it. So I had to freaking quarantine myself for, you know, all the way up to today. So a whole 8 days or whatever, quarantine, freaking out, you know, every little bit of pain or something I feel in my chest or in my head, or if I'm feeling a little fatigue or whatever, every time I'm like, that might be the COVID. That might be the COVID. Every time, just thinking, oh, that might be the COVID. That means
it sounds so stressed very out. Like psychosomatic.
Yeah, I'm like going. I'm staying in my room. Every time I leave my room, I put on my mask and I have like one of those disinfectant wipes as gloves, touching everything with disinfectant wipes so I don't like cross contaminate with my whole house or something.
Imagine your sister's looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with them?
So, finally. Today, I mean, their mom started feeling better like immediately the next day. So they're like, oh, it could have been just a stomach flu or something. But I was like, I'm not risking that. You know, COVID comes in waves, so you don't know. And then on that Friday, because I learned on Sunday, on the Friday, the mom got the COVID test. And then today, which is Monday, it finally came back and it's negative.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good. So everyone is okay. I mean, I'm still a little, because I only learned today, I'm still freaking out. I still feel like, I don't know, could be the brain like freaking me out. But, you know, I'm still kind of freaked out a little bit. Like, around, like, you mean, you don't know. She could still be, that could be a false negative or something. So yeah. I'm still freaked out. But I'm glad at least technically, officially, it's negative.
I would have met back up and started scrapping.
Well, to be fair for her, she didn't know until after she got home, because she works like at Burger King. Mm-hmm. And she works like from the morning, or not from the morning, but like, you know, enough of a time where she didn't know that her mom was feeling sick until she got back. Because right. She got back, because right after work she met me. So when she got back, it was like, I don't know, 11, 10.
Oh, something. So she smelled like chicken tenders and everything when you guys were together.
Wait, what?
She smelled like chicken tenders and burgers and everything when
no, you were together. No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Okay. This is ignoring the COVID symptom is not having a sense of smell. But in general, I don't have a good sense of smell. So, you know, I don't really smell. I didn't really smell it. But I mean, it could be in anything. I don't really smell stuff in general. Before COVID, I did not smell stuff in general. You know, before.
I find it highly disrespectful that you're hanging out with, you know, this girl. And I'm actually happy that, you know, you're actually getting out of the house and whatnot. But
I mean, not anymore now that happened.
The multitude of times that I asked you to hang out, it was like, no, I'm not coming out of the house.
But that's what made it more annoying.
Over here.
But that's what made it more annoying is that the one time. One of the few times I left the house, there I could have possibly had COVID. While these other people, they're out partying. Like, there's this one person, I won't say his name, but his name is Pert Pash, and Pulia Pap, and Pavit Pap. Those three have been going out, partying, doing all this bull crap, and they're all okay. But the one time, I mean, one person, I could have possibly got COVID. So stupid. Screw this whole pandemic. It's so stupid because this all could have been settled in March. It could have been settled in April. It could have been settled in May. It could have been settled in freaking June. Maybe July. July is pushing it. But it could have been settled in July. Maybe. But no. No. We have to just let it keep growing. Keep exponentially getting worse and worse and worse until we are where we are now. It's so sad. So freaking sad.
Yeah, man. Maybe if the Black Arrow was still alive. Oh. He would have been able to save everybody.
No. The Black Arrow, he would have caught it first, second. He would be the first person in the U.S. to get it. He walks in and immediately just drops it.
Man, that would be traumatic if a superhero was trying to save somebody.
Dang, I wonder, how would superheroes work in this pandemic environment?
They show up and they're like, hey, man, just so you know, I haven't been feeling all that good. I don't know if you want me to save you or not.
You see Superman fly down, he has a freaking mask on. He's like, I'm not trying to catch this thing. They're fighting 6 feet apart. He's just using his ice breath or something. Dang, now that's his TV show.
Mm-mm, that would be sad. The funniest like episode of Family Guy.
I was actually reading some books on how to, you know, make films or whatever. Because I finally got down on my list, and I am on like certain film type books, and it makes me wonder because they're like so big on like how important the script is for a TV show or a movie or a short film or whatever. They're like, oh, you gotta rewrite the script. The script has to show all the cameras and stuff. Like, there's I forgot what they call it. Like, after the script's made, there's a script for like showing all the cameras. Like, oh, this is a close up. This is a blah 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 blah. But I'm like, they're doing all this precaution before the movie even begins, or supposed to do all this precaution, and then these movies are still trash. Like, these Hollywood movies are still trash. Like, freaking Wonder Woman came out, and that movie was apparently so freaking trash. It was a Hollywood movie, and I'm like, how did all this stuff get passed? Like, supposedly there are all these precautions, all these steps that they go through to finally finish the movie or even begin filming in general, but this movie is so terrible.
You know, it's crazy that she told me that, because the other day my mom, like, her, my sisters and my stepdad, they were watching Wonder Woman, and my mom was like, oh, this movie's amazing, you should watch it, it's like really good. And I'm like, no, I highly doubt it. I was like, it's not even that I doubt it, it's just that to me it's pointless, because Henry Cavill's more than likely no longer Superman. Ben Affleck's no longer Batman. Like, I don't care to watch any of that crap, because, like, it's just pointless now, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The only movie out of DC that I would watch, no matter what, is the Flash movie. And that's it. And that's just because I love the Flash.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I haven't even watched the Super Justice League movie, but the actor for Flash just doesn't look like how I would expect Flash to look. So I'm like, nope. I'm
completely biased, only because Grant Gustin, the guy that plays the Flash on TV, I like him only because, like, I, you know, he was from Arrow, so that's the only reason I like him playing the Flash. But Hillary hates him. He hates him as the Flash. Doesn't think, like, body wise and knowing what the Flash is supposed to look like, he's like, this is not the Flash. And Ezra Miller, the guy in the movies, he definitely is not the Flash. I'm just like, why did y'all pick these guys?
Honestly, I don't know how DC's going to recover for this, because Wonder Woman was their one ticket. They could have possibly had a hero that everyone liked, because people, I mean, the first Wonder Woman movie was not good. Don't get me wrong. Nope. That movie,
I don't even remember
was
anything
not
from it.
Good, but it was better than their usual. But it was nowhere close to Marvel movies, but it was better than DC's usual movie.
And then they messed it up. I can't even, like, so you know how people say, oh, I don't remember anything from that movie, but they can, like, remember, like, recall a couple of scenes or whatever?
Mm.
I can't remember one scene, like, not even 1 second from the Wonder Woman movie.
I only remember two parts of the movie. Well, three
parts.
That's
how, like, so unmemorable it was to me.
Yeah, because it was annoying because Wonder Woman was supposed to be, like, this powerful woman. Like, she's supposed to be, like, you know, on, like, the symbol of women's strength. In superhero form, like, oh, she doesn't need a man to, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. She's a superhero. But in that movie, the whole time, she's needing the help of this random dude. I don't remember his name, but the love interest. Like, she needs him. Apparently, in the new movie, she needs him even more. She wishes for him back. Her life is not complete without this dude. I'm like, what the heck? What is this?
If I'm being completely honest, what it's I'm really starting to, movie. Like, hate about movies and TV shows is they make love like everything, and I'm like, oh my goodness, like,
it's so
this
weird.
Plot has been done so many times, like, the person's strong or the person, they're, you know, they're independent to some degree and they're great and, you know, it's cool or whatever, but they become even better when they're with the person that they love. I mean, I get it, like, when you're in love, you know, you feel more on top of the world, maybe that's what they're trying to portray, but I'm just like, dude, you're making them seem like whack with, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. I promise you, if they do that to Batman, I'm...
I swear, they're going to bring in Catwoman or some bullcrap and make him fall in love.
So, I'm not
it's
going to
be so stupid. Like, that's
you're
the thing.
You're going to see me on the news, like national news.
Whatever crime I'm going to commit.
I hate you. You just, like, see me with a flamethrower trying to burn down the whole studio.
Because... Think that's what I liked about the Marvel movies. Like, they stuck to what the people go to superhero movies for. Action and quick wit and stuff like that. Like, it's the simple stuff. While these, like, DC's trying to make, like, I get it because, say, The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight trilogy was amazing. Possibly, I mean, I don't even know
it was terrible.
As a superhero
movie.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, like, what universe did you come from?
I just wanted to get a reaction out of you.
But it's like, the Dark Knight trilogy was serious, but it was good. The difference was, that wasn't really a superhero movie. That was a movie that had a superhero character, but it was, like, more of a serious movie. Like, I wouldn't even call that a superhero movie in a way. Like, that was nothing like, say, Iron Man. Like, The Dark Knight trilogy was nothing like The Man of Steel. Like, The Dark Knight trilogy was its own thing. But I think DC is trying way too hard, or at the beginning, they're trying way too hard to be like The Dark Knight trilogy with all these serious type movies. Like, oh, let's make the Superman, like, you know, he has emotion. He has all this. Oh, it's a cinematic masterpiece. And then it was trash. And then they're like, okay, let's try to have more fun with it. And I guess that's what Shazam and the whatever movie, what was
I didn't even freaking... watch Shazam. I knew that was just, I knew I would hate
yeah,
it.
I had a feeling that was going to be trash too.
And
like, all these,
mine,
I don't know what DC is doing.
A friend of mine went to go watch Shazam, and he said, you're lucky that you didn't watch it, because you would hate it.
I don't know what these guys, like, they need better, and I feel like they should have the money to get these better directors. Or so, like, I don't even know if these directors who are directing the movies even watch the comics. Like, John Favreau or whatever from Marvel, apparently he really reads the comics and, you know, loves the series, loves all the heroes. So you see that passion in his movies. But these people who are making, like, Wonder Woman or Man of Steel or freaking Justice League, like, I bet, or Suicide Squad, I bet you they just, like, reread the comics,
Jabari,
like, just before
this.
They made the movie.
Now, let me tell you this. Don't ever mention Suicide Squad in front of me. That movie was the most racist, idiotic movie I've ever seen.
I never watched it.
So, Killer Croc, nothing like the Killer Croc in the comics. This Killer Croc was a straight-up gangster. Like, if they showed him in human form, he would be a typical black guy, probably with, like, cornrows or an afro, with a toothpick in his mouth, with saggy pants and Jordans on, and a tank top, also known as a wife beater in the black community. That's literally what he would be fucking wearing, right? And then Diablo was the most stereotypical Mexican I've ever freaking seen. And Harley Quinn was just over. I mean, I love Margot Robbie, so I'm not going to say anything. Jared Leto, I love him as a singer. But his Joker was a joke. Deadshot is not black. That's just like that movie is just terrible in my like I didn't even watch it. I watched like the last 30 minutes.
Because like their Suicide Squad is so trash. But have you seen Rocksteady, the people made Arkham, which of course is pinnacle of Batman. Like the Arkham series is amazing.
Yeah, that's like actually my favorite game series.
Yeah, me too. That's probably one of my favorite. I'm not saying one of them. It's in my god tier of games. It's in that god tier, like where it's like I could just replay that over and over again because Arkham is just perfect. But have you seen the trailer for Suicide Squad, the new game they're making?
Nope.
You didn't watch it because that is how Suicide Squad is supposed to be. Like the characters, the interactions, like everything seemed perfect. It's like, what's the difference between these people developing these games and Hollywood? And I think the difference is the people developing these games actually read the comics. They actually like the characters. They actually know about it. Meanwhile, these people making the movies, they're just like, oh, I heard of Harley Quinn. And they might read a whole series of comics just to get a little base knowledge of the story or whatever. And then that's it. Then they make the movie. It's like, that's not enough. You actually have to like what you're doing and like what you're like basing the characters off of to make a good movie. But these people aren't doing that. They're not doing that. They're not hiring the right directors. Meanwhile, Marvel, you could tell John Favreau likes his character. Makes so freaking frustrating.
I'll tell you what. I know they're not going to listen to this, but DC, you disappoint me. Like, do you know how hard it is to argue with people and not even believe that DC is a good cinematic movie universe? Like,
hey, wait, but they did make one. Well, I wouldn't say they technically made it, but it is. Does it count as a DC movie? Joker? I thought that was an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Have you watched that?
No, I haven't watched it.
You need to watch it. That movie, quality to the level of Dark Knight, almost. Not.
I mean,
not,
don't get me wrong. Dark Knight, I'm aware. Right. I'm aware of how good it is because everybody, like, fucking loves it. I'm just gonna be honest with you, man. I stick strictly to horror movies or straight superhero movies. So if it's not like an actual superhero, I don't really care to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Well, Joker could be called a horror movie in a way. I would call it a thriller.
Yeah.
It's a crime thriller in a way.
I mean,
a psychological theory.
Let me say this. I've seen the beginning of it, and I ended up falling asleep because I was extremely tired that night. But from what I've seen, it was actually really, really good. So I'm aware. I just have to actually finish it.
But the sad part about Joker, I don't think it counts. Like, that has no connection to, like, the Justice League cinematic universe.
Nope.
That's just, like, it's a one-off little thing.
Yep.
That just happened to be about the character. It was a character analysis of Joker, I guess. But it's not Joker. How they'll make it in Suicide Squad 4 or whatever. It's so BS. It's like, why can't they make movies like that? But just in general. Like, why can't they make the Wonder Woman movie? Like that.
Because they're stupid.
But no, they gotta make it like, oh, let's make it a World War II movie, but she falls in love. Oh, she doesn't know how to dance. So, oh, he's gonna teach her how to dance, because of course she doesn't know how to dance, because she's from not Earth place. So, and it's like, oh my god.
You know what's like, what I love, or what I really appreciate about Marvel? Like, what? For example, Tony Stark and Pepper Potts, they had their thing. They ended up getting married, having a child together, whatever. But they didn't make that the basis of everything. I mean, Iron Man 3 kind of, like, I'm not even going to say Iron Man 3, they, like, made their love the basis of the movie, but that was, like, a pinnacle point towards the end. Like, you know, their love overcame her going evil or whatever, going rogue. I don't fucking know.
Iron Man 3 was weird, though. I didn't get that.
I love
that
movie. And I'm gonna tell you
was
why.
A little weird.
I loved Iron Man 3 because Tony Stark was, like, a badass. Because, I mean, just imagine, no other superhero, that at least that I'm aware of, has straight up told, whether it's in the comics or in the movies, has straight up said, my address is this, come and get me. Like, straight up, come for me. This is my address. And although he, like, got straight up smacked, and although that happened, he held his own pretty well. And I'm going to be honest with you, if Pepper Potts wasn't there and, like, the other lady, if they weren't there and he wasn't distracted by them, I feel like Iron Man would have done better. You know what I mean? But, like, that love kind of got in the way. Or not that love, but, like, that human element of, like, wanting to protect those he does love. So I guess love is, like, you know, well, love is obviously, like, a factor. That got in the way of it. And I'm just like, that's crazy. But nonetheless, Iron Man 3 was, like, a really good movie, but it's not, like, the sole thing. Like, and they don't have, I mean, don't get me wrong, Marvel isn't perfect, but they're really fucking good.
No, of course.
Like, for example,
they're the most fun movies to watch, I would say. Like, they're not the best movies, but on funness factor, they're up there.
Captain America, I mean, Thor and Iron Man, they did not become friends just because they both had outfits. I mean, and what I mean by that is because in Batman versus Superman, Batman v Superman, Batman and Superman became cool because Superman said he has Martha, save Martha. And I'm like, dude, you've got to be shitting me.
Like, I get it because it's like, oh, it's kind of cool. Both of their lovers or both of their mothers are named Martha. But it's like, what? This is stupid. Like that's
they're
a
legit
dumb
trying
thing
to like, murder each other.
These directors don't know what they're doing in DC. They don't. They just don't. And the worst part is, the worst of the worst part is, DC is not even an argument. Have the best heroes. Like, they have just the best, like,
hell
universe
yeah.
compared to Marvel. But they can't make movies for it. And they have millions of characters that they can. Batman, they don't even need Batman to be good. Because they have millions of villains for Batman to, like, make up for it. Like, they can make a movie on the Riddler. They can make the movie on, of course, the Joker. They can make the movie on freaking the Penguin. They're, like, any of these characters, they can make a movie on. And it'll be perfect. But they just can't do it. Because they're trash. They're just trash. They keep hiring this one dude. I forgot his name.
Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder. He's trash. He's the worst. He's just trash.
Hold on. I'm going to give Zack Snyder a break. And if my memory serves me correct, this is why I say I'm going to give him a break. At least with the Justice League. The reason I give him a break is because he actually stopped directing Justice League. I don't know if you're aware of the reason why. If my memory serves me correct, what I read was that his daughter committed suicide. And he just, like, mentally could not focus on anything but, like, being there with his family and actually grieving over the loss of his daughter. So, for Justice League, I give him a pass. Because everybody said, like, those that watched his...
Oh, the Snyder cut or whatever? Snyder,
like, that was significantly better than what we got. Because what we got was crap. My favorite part...
But the problem also, though...
Was at the end. Continue. Like, literally, the very end. When Superman and the Flash... We're going to race. And they didn't even show it. Like, that was my favorite part about the whole thing. Like, I was like, okay, this is cool. You know, we see the Flash. Like, I'm a huge Flash fan. I'm a huge Batman fan. So I see two of my favorite superheroes, like, together in the film. It's awesome. You know, it's about time. Whatever, whatever. But it was whack. And then at the end, like, something, like, an age-old comic debate. Who's faster, the Flash or Superman? And they don't fucking show it. Like, man, don't even give me... That movie is just ass, man.
But I can't give Snyder, you know, too much because, I mean, the other movies he directed were trash, too.
That's why I specifically said for Justice League. Justice League alone. That's why I specifically stated that.
Because I was looking at his movies, like his repertoire of, like, directing. And, of course, his most popular movie is 300. Everyone knows 300. Yeah. But that movie, apparently, I mean, I never watched 300. But, like, review-wise on Metacritic, that movie was trash too. That only had like a 66 or something. And then his highest rated movie was some random movie. I don't know what it was about, but I don't think anyone's heard of it. And it was rated a 70. So it's like this director's greatest movie was a 70. So why did DC expect any of the movies he directed to be higher than that? Yeah. Like, what were the chances that his Man of Steel would be a 90? When he's been making 70 type movies this whole time. So weird. It's so weird. I don't know why they chose him. Or whoever was producing the movie chose that director in particular. It's so off.
It leaves me speechless. I'm not even gonna lie.
So sad. So sad. But at least, I mean, Rocksteady's doing DC right.
Like, okay. I don't know if you've seen it. Game. I'm sorry for cutting you off. I don't know if you've seen it. But there's, like, literally just, like, a few minutes long clip of Batman versus Deathstroke. And then, you know, Deadshot makes an appearance at the very end.
Wait, in Suicide Squad?
No, not in Suicide Squad. It's just, like, a little animated thing. Like, when it... Whoever is doing the animation, like the animated movies or shorts or whatever for DC, I don't know why they're not letting them collab. If they are, it doesn't seem like it. But if they're not, I don't know why they're letting them, like, not letting them collaborate with, like, the live action things. Because, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, Arrow, I'm biased. It fell off after season two. I know that, but I still love the show. Flash, it's very repetitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
I feel
they can,
like,
they can be better. But the movies like the Flashpoint Paradox, the Justice League,
they just need to get something. The people who are writing the scripts to be the people, like you said, the people who are writing the animation scripts.
Yeah.
They need to get that to settle. That needs to be just 100%. They can't let anyone else touch that script other than people who are already making the comic or the TV shows. Because they have already proven that they cannot make movies, whoever they're hiring for these script writers. That... And then the director, there needs to be like an obligation that they will read at least like 2 years worth of comics before they make the movie.
They need to like have
this
a freaking
be official.
They need to have an SOL, like a standard working test.
Because I feel like these directors, they're making the movies as if they're making regular movies.
Yeah.
And it's like that doesn't work for what people want to see in a superhero movie. Like, no one, like, say, like, we were saying with Iron Man 3. Like, they knew. No one really wants to see a love scene. Like, no one wants to see Iron Man having a 5-minute scene with Pepper Potts making out on the bed and blah, 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 to show their love. Like, no one needs to see that.
Yeah.
We already know that they liked each other. Like, if anything, I don't even remember that many interactions with Iron Man and Pepper Potts, to be honest. But it just worked. It was natural. Like, the first movie, Pepper Potts, she didn't even like Tony. She thought he was arrogant or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it slowly, like, shifted in Iron Man 2. You know, they're kind of liking each other, kind of dating or whatever. Iron Man 3. No, wait. At the end of Iron Man 1, he was playing the Mariner, right? That's when he got the ring.
The Mandarin.
Wait,
3,
which
yeah.
one was that?
Mandarin was 3.
Was it 3?
Yeah.
When he got the ring, like, he was like, I've been waiting for this for blah, 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 blah.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Iron Man, when Iron Man got the ring, or Tony Stark got the ring through Mary Pepper.
What ring?
He got a ring.
I don't
remember. Engagement ring.
I don't remember.
It must have been Iron Man 3.
It had to have been
Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Because Iron Man 1 was when he was saying, I am Iron Man. Iron Man 2.
I don't really remember Iron Man 1. I could not watch that movie full through. I've only seen the last 45 minutes. Like the first 10 minutes.
The first part of the movie is slow. It's super slow.
And that's why I couldn't finish it.
Mm-mm. It picks up. It's just that first little freaking hunk of metal Iron Man. That's just trash. But once he breaks that, he falls down and like flies up in the sky and breaks. That's when it picks up. Iron Man 2, I liked Iron Man 2. I mean, it wasn't amazing, but it was good. Iron Man 3, I just didn't like Iron Man 3 because the plot confused me. Like, what was up with that dude? Like, who was a terrorist, but he wasn't. He was an actor, actually.
Like, that was all part of, like, Aldrich Killigan's, if that's a guy. I feel like I'm confusing him with a cartoon character. It was, like, all part of his plan to kind of, like, throw Iron Man off his game or something. I don't know.
And then it was also weird, Pepper became a monster, but then she's all okay. I don't know if they did that because the actor didn't want to have a bigger role or something. But that was weird too, because she was like flying, or she had like fire powers, and then that was just never brought up ever again after that.
Well, actually, it was, because there was like at the end of Iron Man 3, her and Tony both got like surgeries done to kind of like help them out with it. So she got a surgery done, if my memory serves me correct, to take care of that, and Tony got a surgery done to like where he could live without the arc reactor in his chest. That was like literally the last scene of Iron Man 3. I remember that for sure. So my favorite part about Iron Man 3, there were two main parts, three actually, but I only remember two. So it was like when Iron Man like straight up said, this is my address, come and get me or whatever. And then when all of the, no, three parts. So the second part was like when he gave Pepper the Iron Man suit, like to protect her or whatever. And then he just like did the little hand gestures and yanked it off of her. Like, it was kind of like telekinesis, although it obviously
I remember, and then went to him.
I was like, yo, that's really dope. And then three, aside, like, not even counting the comedy in the movie, because that is a lot of parts. But my third favorite part is like when all of the Iron Man suits just like came to the rescue at the end. That was really dope. I'm not even gonna lie.
What is that your favorite Marvel movie though?
Nope. My favorite Marvel movie is, now this is really biased because he's my favorite Avenger other than Ghost Rider, but it's not the Ghost Rider movie. Thor. Although those movies bad.
Which one? You better not say one or two, because those movies were trash. Like, there's trash.
I'll be completely honest. So one's my favorite. Okay, one, like, so one and three are by far my favorites. I barely remember.
What?
The only thing I remember about
Thor one with his blonde eyebrows.
That's why I said what? I'm biased.
What is wrong with you? So, it wasn't even funny in that movie.
I'm not saying that that's like the best Marvel movie whatsoever. You asked me my favorite.
Oh my gosh.
So my favorite
of
is
all
Thor
movies.
Because it's my favorite. Because Thor is my favorite Avenger.
Thor 2 is better than Thor 1.
I don't even remember Thor 2. I just remember a field. I remember a guy that had a white face and nothing but red colors.
You remember Thor 1?
Yeah, I've watched the movie countless times.
Oh my gosh.
Because Penance, like, Penance was in the movie, absolutely love Penance. I wish, like, we would have seen more of Penance, but anyways, like, I loved him. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, this is awesome. And then it just kind of like, but to answer your question, my favorite bias is Thor. But my favorite Marvel movie, like, unbiased, is probably Civil War or...
Okay,
I'm also a huge Captain America fan, so it's either going to be Civil War, and part of me really likes Age of Ultron, although not a lot of people like that for some reason.
I didn't think Age of Ultron was terrible, but out of all the, I think there were some minor problems, but I don't think it was terrible. I think people exaggerate, but my favorite has to be, I mean, Civil War is up there as my favorite because I like the interaction between everyone. I thought it was really cool, but I gotta say, freaking Captain America Winter Soldier, dude.
That was really good, too.
That's
amazing.
I loved how it was like a spy, like, you know, it's like a thriller. Actually, I was making some comparisons. You know, don't steal this. Whoever is a film, like one of those film people who make videos and stuff, they're about to steal this because there's gonna be the one who watches it. It's like, oh my God, he's right. Freaking Civil, Captain America Winter Soldier is literally a. What was that?
I'm just ripping the paper, my bad. It's not what you thought it was. I would have got off the podcast so quick.
Captain America Winter Soldier is literally a modern day version of North by Northwest. I don't know, the Hitchcock movie. Anyone? Anyone? Alfred Hitchcock? North by Northwest.
I know who Alfred Hitchcock is, but I've never seen the movie.
But basically, literally, the parallels between North by Northwest and freaking Winter Soldier are so freaking like in there that I think they literally probably. I bet you the director was like, you know what? We got to make a North by Northwest version of Captain America. So we're just going to kind of follow the story in a way, same, because it's like the same, like, you know, you get the same vibes from both of them. Like, you know, I want someone to watch both of them at the same time. Well, not at the same time, but right, one after the other.
I can't necessarily say that I mean, I love Civil War a lot for many reasons, but my favorite part about that movie is Bucky and Captain America against, like, Iron Man.
I like the whole part of that
movie. That was like, I mean, I love the whole movie of Civil War, but like with, so one thing that Marvel does well is really their subtleties of emotions. And it's not like not in DC or like even other like publications where they have to like saturate the whatever, like whatever art it is, with emotion. Well, of course, it's visual art. So they like tend to saturate whatever production it is with emotion. You know what I mean? Like if it's love, they have to saturate the movie with or show with love. If it's anger, they have to saturate it with anger. Like they overdo it. Like that's one thing Star Wars did very well in like the originals and even in the prequels. It was the subtleties of the emotion. That's what Marvel does really well. Also because with Iron, like when Iron Man was facing Bucky and Captain America, you could tell that there was like Captain America and Iron Man, they were pulling their punches against one another. Now Iron Man was not holding back against Bucky whatsoever, but like he was like, you can tell that he and Captain America were pulling their punches towards each other. And like that subtlety shows like they don't really want to fight each other. It's just like the hand that they were dealt, you know what I mean? And then like the one line, I'm sorry Tony, he's my friend, and then Tony says, so was I. And then, like, they just, like, the battle still continues. Like, that subtle moment.
I thought the best line during that battle was when he was, like, I forgot when she's, like, she's my mother or something like that. Like, Iron Man, like, you know, because he admitted to killing his mother. And he's, like, she's my mother. And then he goes full blown on it.
Yeah, I thought I don't that care. He killed my mom.
Yeah, that was it. I was, like, dang. I was, like, Marvel knows how to cast people, though. Like, whoever their casting director is, that they deserve, like, just S++++ for everything they do. It's just perfection. Perfection. I mean, it would be more perfection if they put me in it, but you know, you can't be perfect at everything, you know. That's the one flaw, I guess. They just don't know to hire the bird, you know. Maybe one day, if there's some people who want to put me out there, you know.
Imagine if you see me on the screen as Iron, as Captain America. I get the shield, I just tighten it, and I look at the screen. Avengers. Assemble.
I just get up, drop my popcorn.
Jamar, imagine me taking
the shield. Let me out!
Imagine me taking the shield and like throwing it at somebody, and you hear, we'd have to refilm that so many times, and you would still see like the actors' reactions. Like they would just have to hide the best of their ability.
The director, you're in a tense, sad scene. The director's like, you know, do some improv, you know, show this villain how you really feel. You just go, I hate you. The director's like, just,
no, we need more emotion.
Out.
We need more emotion. All right. I hate you.
Get out.
It's the part of all the women in your life.
I don't even know what I would do. I would just I would sue Marvel.
You mean, like you stay to the end.
You would
like,
see me right outside their building. Give me my money. Give me my money.
You would see in the end credits, there's like a close up of me and saying, that's the Black Arrow. And then they pan and you just see me in the Black Arrow costume. And I'm trip off the building.
You see a trailer next? Black Arrow in theaters, 2022. I would just kill myself right then. You know, I would not be able to live in the world at that.
Yeah, go ahead and bleep all that out. But
no, I will.
But man, I really just want them to cast me in a movie. It would be
the day will come one day. Maybe
that would be the funniest.
The bird
set
conglomerate
of
finally takes over. But I'm looking, these books are pretty interesting, you know, make me want to make a some type of film one day. Because I'm like, oh, you know, I could do that. Blackest in stairs, but never fear. we still have not one, but two podcasts after this. They're coming in the next 2 weeks. Amazing, amazing. I can't believe it. Yep. So prepare for that every Sunday. Jabari's Wisdom. Like, share, comment, or well, send voice messages, please. No, please. Please. Thank you.